Sit back, relax, and let's make Ross proud as we draft a fantasy roster of games. Welcome to The Road to Greatness, our Patreon-exclusive show where we deep dive in games we have been playing and sometimes a game voted on by you, our community. I'm your host, Kyle Stevenson, a.k.a. Mr. K-Sep, and as always, I'm joined on this never-ending road trip called life with Joseph Moran, a.k.a. Mr. Bad Bit. Today's destination are a little bit of Horizon Zero Dawn as we lead up to Forbidden West, and we're going to do a fantasy video game draft between Joe and myself.
Yeah.
But let's start it off with Joe. How you doing?
Hey, Mark Wahlberg, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Say hello to your mother for me.
Dude, I'm doing great. I literally today, I was like, we've done a lot of these fantasy critic leagues, like one with the community, one with Sean and Ryan from the Xbox
Drive. Who haven't made one pickup yet, and...
It's foolish. Embarrassing. It's like it's embarrassing how much we're gonna own them, and I was just like, we haven't done one to one, and what better way to start the year on this road to greatness with a little betting?
Yeah,
you know, because everybody tells me it's cool to do now, like MGMcasino.com.
They're really pushing it hard because it's finally legal here in New York.
Here in Jersey, same. It's just like on Twitter on. Everything. I'm like, dude, I feel like betting like real money, real dumb. Eh. I'm all about like safe bets. Like I'm not here to try to strike $1 million and lose like a million, you know,
I gotcha.
Yeah. I know I've known people that are like, I have $10,000, let's have fun today.
I'm like, what? Excuse me? Just give that money to me and watch me have fun.
Exactly. And the thing is, like,
pay off a credit card. That's a lot of fun to me.
Exactly. I know. Dude, the burden that I would feel lifted.
Yeah.
But yeah, so to me, it's nice to wager almost absolutely nothing, you know, for some video games.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a good time. Also, and the site is incredibly well done and such a great idea. Shout out to the creator who does that. Ooh, they just launched a Patreon themselves if you want to support that, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
But before we get into the draft, we are a mere 19 days away from Horizon Forbidden West.
God damn.
It's very, very close. So we don't have to go too in depth. We're not going to do a play by play of the first one, like plot and mechanics or whatever, because we've talked about it.
Yeah.
But how excited are you to finally be back in the world of Horizon?
Dude, I've been doing a little road to Horizon Forbidden West over on our good friend Kevin Diaz's channel, PS Source, on YouTube. And, you know, I purposely for me, Kyle, it's really hard to go back into old games.
Yeah.
I'd rather revisit it through my nostalgia and through my memories rather than going back and going, ooh, you know, some of this stuff doesn't land as good. I'd rather keep that nostalgia to me. So I have, admittedly, I haven't played it for realsies in a couple of months when I was trying to get into the Frozen Wilds. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, Kyle, God, the game's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And looking at Forbidden West, a lot of emotions come over me. Because, the world's beautiful. The lore of this game, you forget how lore-rich this story really is.
Yeah.
And then, like, full circle where I loved PlayStation so much, I loved Horizon so much to make this podcast, and now we're all celebrating it with Forbidden West is kind of nuts.
Yeah. I've said it on numerous occasions how much Horizon means to me. Just from the standpoint, yeah, it's an amazing game. I had a great time with it. And going back briefly, just to start the beginning of the story, again, just get a feel for it and be back behind the sticks of Aloy is one thing. But the other thing is just that Horizon is the first game where my nieces were excited to watch me play a game. Mm. And for the 4 years or now 5 years it's been since it came out, all the time they ask me, where's Aloy? Can we play a game with Aloy? Like, they know Aloy, right? I have the Horizon poster The only GameStop poster I still have up on my wall as like a pre-order bonus. I have it right there, and they always look at it. I was like, man, we miss Aloy. Can we play the game, whatever? And I just told them today, like, we're less than like 20 days away from a new Aloy game, girls. And they got so excited, and I'm so ready to show them another badass woman lead game for them to like really sink their teeth into and enjoy. I'm very, very, very excited.
It also marks how far we've come as an industry as well, because like, sure, I mean, we still would love to see more female leads and more people of color in lead roles and such, but like really Horizon and Aloy felt like, you know, God, since maybe like Lara Croft, where it's like, here is not just a lead character that's female.
No,
but this is going to be our flagship series led by.
It's a new mascot for the whole brand. Yeah.
So like that was the awesome feeling for me, and to know that how well they stuck the landing was incredible. Cause like, I remember, Kyle, again, no spoilers of this game,
no,
but there's two stories being told simultaneously. And one is of complete, it's both of them are a bit dire. One of them's more dire than the other, and one of them feels hopeless while the other one feels hopeful, and how they intertwine that together at the end almost got me. Like, I remember the last paragraph. I literally put the controller down. I was like, okay, where's my mom? I gotta tell her that I love her. Like, that's how powerful that game story is for me, and that's how powerful games can be as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and also just loved going around and using the focus to see what this world was before the state that we got in. There's one specific one that I have in my brain. It's like, oh my God, that's so cool. Just to see how nature reclaimed this thing. Like, man, that's awesome. For Forbidden West, what's the one thing you are looking forward to the most to experience, and why is it pulling back the bow on a DualSense?
Honestly, great question, because it's kind of that, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I am shocked of how great this game looks on PS4. So everybody, you could still go and play. It doesn't seem like getting hurt that much. But then also how enhanced it looks on the PlayStation 5. Like, this doesn't look like a remaster. This doesn't look like a director's cut. This looks like literally they're using a different lighting engine.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, they talked about the different water and physics that they're using as well. So like all that, the game looks incredible on PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
And like just the behind doors that I'm hearing on this game, I'm just like, I'm ready.
There's a couple of wild things I've heard of it being compared to like Witcher 3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, that is, I have goosebumps. Like, I never finished Witcher 3, but just know how dense that world is exactly what I want from Horizon.
And to know that those comparisons, again, from what I've been told, because these goddamn Canadians are lucky enough to get this game early, is like those comparisons keep coming.
That's awesome.
So I'm really excited to see where this game lands. And I'm really excited to see where God of War lands.
Yeah.
Because I really think at the end of the year, I think it's Horizon, God of War, vying for that game of the year. Because, like, as much as I'm interested in Starfield, and, like, I'm interested and curious about it, I'm not over the moon. I've just seen a few JPEGs. I can't be so excited for it. You know, there's just something, the known quantity of like, I know what Horizon is and I know what God of War is, leads me to believe that these games, sequels to some of my favorite games of all time, are just going to keep hitting. And that's why we love PlayStation.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Also, you can now ride a Roboraptor as a mount. Dude. Come on. I never used mounts in the first game, really. Yeah. I'm 100% riding around on a Raptor.
I like the gazelle little horsey thing.
I think that's the only one you can use as a mount in the first game.
Yeah, it was like that, and like I think like the end tier was like an elk looking thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know what? I vaguely remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm excited for actually just another real quick thing on the gameplay side of things.
Yeah.
I'm excited to actually have what looks to be meaningful fights with other humans.
Yes.
In this game. Because that when you think about the first game, the combat with the humans was not the best.
I think that is the weakest part.
Even with
the game.
Staff too. Like the staff was not. It was like when you were out of everything, you resorted to the staff and you felt bad about it. But like in this new one, from everything we've seen, they understood that they had to rework all of that. And just seeing how the humans have the same kind of armor that the machines do, mm-hmm. that you have to take out and whatnot. And they look like actual battles that you have to think and use your brain instead of just, all right, let me pick everyone off from super far away and then stealth around and maybe I'll use my melee just because a little spice of life kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it seems like all the enemies have like this armor that is chippable, because the thing about Horizon, the original, that was too easy was just like, oh, there's like a human encampment, headshot, 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 yep. headshot, and I'm walking on through.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, to see that there's more to this combat, man, and it just looks great. I keep on seeing the gif of her hitting the guy twice, jumping off his chest, and then shooting him with an arrow midair.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to constantly do that, because that sounds and
absolutely
looks insane.
So. Oh, man, yeah. So we're very close to that. Obviously, we're going to cover that on maybe next month's Road to Greatness. It's going to be a busy month, so.
Yeah, I'm thinking for the Road to Greatness next month, since there is so many games coming out.
Yeah.
In February.
We got Dying Light 2. We got Horizon Forbidden West. We have Elden Ring, Sifu, Ali Ali World on the smaller side of things. It's a busy
Elden
month.
Ring.
I said Elden Ring.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right. Like, just a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know what I was? I was in a malaise daze, man, of all the games. So, I think we're just going to do like a brief like impressions of each game as we're going through for February. And then in March, I think it's only appropriate we do Horizon.
Yeah,
West.
That works.
In-depth spoiler cast. So.
That works.
Cool.
All right, well, let's get on to the other big chunk of the show today. Like, I think Joe mentioned at the beginning, we're going to do a Joe versus Kyle Trophy Room Fantasy Critic League. This is, I think, the sixth or seventh one that I'm in this year. I really love doing this. It's a whole lot of fun. If you don't know what it is and you haven't listened to us draft an unstoppable team against Sean and Ryan of the Xbox Drive, we're basically drafting games that we think are going to do better than a 70 overall, review score wise on Open Critic. And every point above a 70 is a point for us. If the game is 90 and above, you get bonus points. So instead of 1 point above 90, it's 2 points. Mm-hmm. On the opposite side, if a game comes out and it's less than a 70, we get the number of points that it's less than taken away from our point total. So game, if it comes out it gets a 63, we would get negative 7 points, and 7 points get taken away. And we have counter picks, which we'll talk about when we get to that point of the draft. Last year when we did this,
yes,
we strictly stuck to PlayStation games between you and I.
Yeah.
This year, we're going to open it up to everything.
Everything. The whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah. No game is off the table.
And the reason, because, first off, it gives us more options to choose from.
Yeah. We're going to have a big roster of games.
Yeah. I just realized my Nintendo pen died. This upsets me greatly. It'll always be there.
Where'd you get that from?
I stole it from New York. Oh, I mean,
Nintendo New York?
I commandeered it from the Nintendo store in, yeah,
New York. Nice.
But now I have my list, Kyle. What are the rules of this goddamn draft? Because this one's a little different since we're doing all of them. What else has changed or not changed?
We're going to have a 24 roster team. We're drafting 12 here right now. We're going to have 4 counter picks each. Well, you know what? I'll talk about it now. Counter picks are a game that we think are going to do worse than a 70 on the opponent's side, on the other team. And the point total works differently there. So if it gets less than 70 and we pick it as a counter pick, we get positive points if it's under 70. If it's above 70, we'll lose points. Ideally, with the counter pick, you're going to try to pick a game that's not going to come out this year. Just because zero is probably the most ideal situation of there from that. Because most games usually do get at least a 70.
Right.
And you don't want to, so you can be a little risky and try to counterpick a game that is a big name that you hope doesn't hit. Mm-hmm. And the way we play it is counterpicks will block that game from being dropped.
Okay.
So if I counterpick Joe's Elden Ring, if I'm crazy enough to do that, which I'm not, Elden Ring would be locked to his team. He wouldn't be able to drop it whatsoever. Mm. And we have some, oh my God, hold on. I got to find where I can see what kind of games are eligible.
For what? To be
just
dropped?
So I can tell, no, like what category of games are we allowed to draft and whatnot?
Oh, okay.
Here's what the types of games that we are allowing. We are allowing director's cuts. We're allowing free to play. We're allowing, obviously, new games. Partial remakes. Partial remakes are like Demon's Souls from Bluepoint, the GTA trilogy, which would not be a good pick. Reimagining, like RE2 remake and FF7 remake. Traditional remake like Crash Insane Trilogy or Link's Awakening on the Switch. We are allowing remasters.
Okay.
Unannounced games, obviously, and VR games. Things we're not allowing are games currently in early access, expansion packs like Cuphead DLC or Monster Hunter. We're not
allowing those.
We're not allowing those.
Okay.
Plan for early access, ports of games. Games that have already released internationally or will release internationally first, and yearly installments. So, like, I can't draft MLB The Show because it comes out every year and stuff like that. And that's pretty much it. There are some new things that they added to it, but since it's just a 1v1 kind of thing, like, I don't see us making trades.
No.
Or, like, having to worry about doing a public bidding so I know what game show is bidding on. I don't think we need to do that. So that's maybe what we got. Nah, please, I'm gonna destroy you.
Oh shit.
But I'm going to randomize the draft order, obviously, because I created it. I'm already in the number one spot. That's not fair enough.
That isn't fair.
So pick a number 1 through 10, and that's how many times I'll hit randomize.
Oh, cool. I like the number 7.
Seven, all right.
Because the movie Lucky Number 11, remember that?
I do remember where they threw an L in there for no reason.
Yeah.
All right, 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Joe, you are first.
No way. Oh.
It's only the two of us.
I know, but I'm excited.
First four clicks, nothing happened. I was like, oh no.
Because here's the thing. I get to make the first choice.
Yeah, but then I get the next two.
Oh, but you. Oh, so I really wanted to go second.
Yes.
Oh, can we redo that then?
No, I already hit.
All right. Shit. Then I got to really make this one hit, huh?
Yeah. Which one are you taking first? Because I'm obviously going to take the other one. So which one are you taking?
That's a great question. God,
February game are you taking?
Well, here's the thing. Also, I'm sorry if you hear the Puerto Rican family in the background. That's my Puerto Rican family.
That's weird. I thought that would be my Puerto Rican family.
let me do Metacritic. This has gotten really difficult for me, Kyle. This got really, really.
Oh, make sure you look up OpenCritic because that's what we're using.
All right, we're using OpenCritic.
Yes, okay, Metacritic is a little different.
You're right, because Metacritic is, stupid. I never liked it in the first place, if I'm honest. So I'm gonna look up. God, this is. God, I really wanted to go second. What the hell? They don't have Sekiro on OpenCritic?
No, it's there. The search option is not the best.
Yeah, fix this immediately, OpenCritic.
Okay. Yeah, Sekiro's on there. It got a 90 on OpenCritic.
All right. Oh, man. Oh, man. Come on. What did Horizon get?
Let's see.
Because it's not working for me already. Look at this. There's already some fuckery afoot, everyone.
I'm making it not work on your end. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's what it feels like.
The search is being real finicky for me.
Yeah, so I have to go on Metacritic for this one. I feel like so. All right, so on Metacritic it got an 89. What about my baby boy? What about my baby boy Sekiro?
Horizon got an 89 on OpenCritic.
Okay. I'm going to go with the safe pick here, Kyle.
All right.
I think Forbidden West is going to be amazing. But you know that I'm a From Software fan.
Yes.
That's why I'm going Horizon. Because
I figured you would.
There's meaning to it.
Yeah.
There's a love to it. Sure. So how do I do this?
On the left, it'll say under draft management, you should have the option to pick game.
Maybe I need to
refresh. Might work. So that stings because I wanted Horizon on my team, but obviously that's a wise decision.
It wants me to. Oh yeah, we have. Just to let you guys know, we have. What you call it?
I don't know.
Publisher names.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'm always Plats R Us because that's fitting.
And I feel like for this one, it's only fitting for me that I'm an NFT bro. Listen, Jadis Von Metal gave us some awesome NFT monkeys.
Absolutely. Which
you could copy and paste onto your phone.
Yeah.
And that's the original one. Yeah. So just copy and paste it and just give us $5. Please.
Please.
I go take the obvious ones, you son of a bitch.
I mean, yeah, I'm taking Elden Ring.
Yep. But it does have an easy mode, Kyle. From Software, they're lazy developers.
Bloodborne sucks. Whoa. I've never said they're lazy. People who say that are stupid.
People that say that Bloodborne's a bad game are also stupid, but you don't see me here yelling it like it just did.
I mean, this second pick. Oh no! I thought it was like, Bing Bang Boom. We're done.
Yeah. What are you thinking of? What are you thinking about?
Obviously, my second pick. I was going to go God of War Ragnarok because God of War is one of our favorite games of all time. But that little seed of doubt. Do I pick something I know is guaranteed to come out this year?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at right now.
Because there is that seed of doubt.
And there isn't seed of doubt. And also after this, then you get two games in a row.
Oh, so wow.
There could be something that I'm missing.
Mm.
Crap.
Yeah, it's true. You see, that's the risk, dude, because, they're like, I think God of War is like, I'd like to think it's guaranteed. It's been in the works since you'd assume they got off it in 2018.
Yeah.
And they put that remake out there. But then at the same exact time, Horizon was supposed to come out this year. And it got pushed back to early 2022. There is that real possibility that PlayStation, after the spring, like they always do, don't have the big tentpole title that they normally do. So that is actually riskier than saying, you know, Gotham Knights or something, which
but like it's, I think
we're pretty sure that's coming
if
out.
If it too. Comes out, it's like a guaranteed 90.
Yeah.
What if it sucks? Oh my God. I will be heartbroken.
What if it's like, you know, they introduce a golf club or something? Yeah.
You need to stop it. I'm going to take it. I'm taking God of War.
You're taking God of War?
Yeah.
All right. So. You'd fall for that bait, hook, line, and sinker. What do I think is a safe bet here on the trophy room?
Uh-huh.
A PlayStation podcast. I'm gonna say something really crazy. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I have doubts about a PlayStation game that is coming. That game is Gran Turismo.
Why do you have doubts?
I have doubts because it has the unrealistic expectation of being better than Horizon. And when I take a look at like its rank, the last one, Gran Turismo Sport, only a 75.
Sure.
Gran Turismo 6, 81.
I mean, so also like the, according to the creator of the site, if you get 7 to 8 points out of a game,
yeah,
you did good.
Okay.
So around a 77, 78 is kind of where you want to aim for. So 81's not bad. That is 11 points.
It is 11 points. But why should I pick that instead of Starfield?
I mean, you said it, right? Starfield, all you've seen are JPEGs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if that game also doesn't come out this year and that does get pushed?
There's no way. That is the one where I'm like, that game is set in stone. They announced it last year. This is the date that it's coming. That was a confident ass bet to place. That and they no longer have to code for PlayStation means they have all the time in the world just to work on Xbox and PC.
Hey, you know what else announced their date super early?
What's that?
Cyberpunk.
Okay, but here's the difference
between... And what happened there, Joe?
Don't try to scare me. I'm going Starfield. I think Starfield is... Okay. I think Starfield is the safe bet. I think Bethesda Studios' track record is solid. And I don't think it's like a honest to God, like I don't think this is a Breath of the Wild 2 situation where like I do not think that game is coming out this year, and I definitely think that's like a next Nintendo thing to push. Now I'm also going for safe bets on this first round. These are games that I know are coming out this year.
Yeah.
And I think
confidence gusto,
and games that I genuinely think are going to rank really well.
Uh-huh.
That is why the next game
scaring me
is Gotham Knights.
Okay, you son of a bitch.
And, again, it's coming out.
So if nobody listened to this type of episode last year, Joe's strategy was to take games that I really wanted. And so far, he's doing the exact same thing.
But this time it's unintentional. Like this time I'm just like, now do you get another two games?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you for not taking Gran Turismo, because I do think that is going to be at least an 80 or a high 70s, and I'll take any points that I can get.
Okay.
I definitely don't think it's going to do worse than a 70.
Fair.
So Gran Turismo 7, that's an easy one.
What's this next game?
I mean, I know what it is, but do I want to do it now?
Oh, do it now. Let's see.
The site's being a little fucky with me. Okay, there we go. There's no way I'm letting this fall into your lap.
Oh, God, what is it?
There's no way, Joe, that this game does not come out this year.
Okay.
Say it with my chest, with confidence.
Say it with your chest.
Gusto. Hollow Knight Silksong is coming out this year.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's that, dude.
There's no way it's not coming out this year. There's no way.
Honestly, I believe you. That's such a good, wow, honestly, I thought I had a little, like, I thought I had at least
a little bit more time. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was definitely going to pick this. Like, that one's a risky column still to me.
Sure. But if it comes out,
that's like a day and date, like, at a Nintendo World thing.
Absolutely. I'm going to even say it. The first Nintendo World.
Oh, wow. It'll
be shown off.
Okay. Oh, man. Silksong's a little crazy. Mm-hmm. So I got to go with a safe bet. Ooh, goddamn. I hit my mic. Kyle, you know, like, Indie games have really had to be special if they pique my interest.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think no other game has piqued my interest of the indie variety more than a little game called Sea of Stars.
You bastard.
Sea of Stars looks fantastic. It looks phenomenal.
It really does.
And they also are like, we're coming out December. It's given them a lot of time, a lot of room to breathe. This game's been in development for a really long time. I think that game's out.
That was the one I was waiting for a couple rounds for, just in case. That was a good pick, Joe. That was a good pick.
It's a really good one, I know.
Yeah.
That one's going to be like one you got to... like.
That's another one, though. Like, release date as December. A week later, it could be January. You know? Uh-huh. Like, uh-huh. If it gets pushed a week.
Got to let it simmer. Now, this next one is a risk.
Okay.
But, Kyle... here's the thing.
I hate you.
I don't think it's what you think. Maybe it is what you think.
I don't know.
Star Wars.
I hate you.
Yeah. Now, is it Lego Star Wars? Could be.
New engine.
But typically, I'm going to be honest, those games don't really do beautifully. So that's a game where, I'm going to hold off. But Fallen Order 2?
Yeah.
I think it's coming out this year.
I also agree with you.
And Star Wars Fallen Order sequel, let's fucking get it. Let's go. So far, Kyle.
Yeah.
Team Bad Bit. Uh-huh. Horizon. Starfield. Gotham Knights. Sea of Stars. Star Wars.
Great.
And what's yours? Fantastic.
So far for me is Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Gran Turismo 7, Hollow Knight, Silksong.
Goddamn.
And so here's the thing. I was hoping you weren't going to pick this. As we've talked about it on the show.
Oh, God.
Right? If my mouse would work. Technical difficulties. Hold on. Okay, there we go.
Just hit it a couple times.
It's going to draft like Goat Simulator 2.
Oh, God.
So we've talked about it on the show, right? Uh-huh. If God of War gets pushed.
Fuck me. I forgot about
something
it.
Something is ready to go, or the rumors are that it's ready to go. Something is The Last of Us remake. That would be a smart move right now. To cover the fact of God of War gets delayed.
Smart move.
The rumors are that it's ready to go and it should be around the HBO show, I'm drafting The Last of Us remake.
God damn it.
That feels good.
Yeah, it's like we're playing with nukes. You know, these really are some powerful games coming out.
These are like straight up haymakers.
Mm-hmm.
There is an obvious one, but like you said, is it coming out this year? That is Breath of the Wild 2. Like, if it comes down, that's automatic 90 plus. But like,
is it?
No, it is.
You think it is?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
That it's a 90 plus?
No, that's coming out this year.
Oh no! I was talking about like the score wise.
Okay,
but I think. I do kind of agree it might be early next year with maybe another new Switch.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
We haven't seen it for a while. I don't know.
Saw two trailers. Radio silent.
What am I going to take now?
I don't know, man.
I'm going to wait on that one.
Okay. Oh, man, he's playing with my head, you guys. These are really good picks.
We have some good teams.
Oh, man.
We got some good teams. I'm going for it.
What are you doing?
First one I never played. Okay. I never played the first one. But like,
played the first one.
How can you not expect Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope?
That's a great pick.
To do well, right? I think the first game did around the 80s.
Yeah.
And if it just learns and builds upon what the last one did so great, like it can't be worse than the first one.
That's true. Oh, man.
Damn it. Oh, man. This site is not running great right now.
I know. That's why I'm like, I got to go to Metacritic. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm not talking about Open Critic. I'm talking about like the actual.
Oh, the site.
Yeah.
And I take all that back. All right, so let me see what you got here. This is. I got all the windows open right now. So if like OPS crashes or whatever, that's all on me. Oh shit! Are we going into the Nintendo territory now?
I mean, is this the time you're taking Splatoon?
1, 2, 4, 5, 6.
I'm definitely not taking Splatoon, Joe. That is a free game for you.
Why are you not taking Splatoon?
I personally just don't like Splatoon.
Really?
Yeah, it's not my thing.
That's a choice. Splatoon is honestly fantastic, but it didn't rank high. I'm going for home runs.
I gotcha.
I'm going for like, yeah, you got to go for home runs here, man. Or else what game are we playing? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's see if this works.
And after this pick, by the way, we are halfway done with the draft.
Okay.
Ha ha! He's got the finger up.
This one's gonna hurt you more than it's gonna hurt me.
It's gonna hurt me more?
Last of Us Factions 2 is coming out.
So interesting.
Uh huh.
I mean, that is a good pick. In my eyes, Factions 2 is in remake.
What happens?
I don't know what happens there. But to me, that is part of the remake.
I think this is a ghost situation. Where
okay,
it's like in a DLC. But if Sony's smart, this is a free-to-play thing.
Oh, absolutely.
They gotta do free-to-play, man. You can't just put this out there and, you know. I think that would be an incredible.
Especially mistake. With like the news of a giant multiplayer thing being bought up by Xbox.
Now this one, Kyle, this one's coming out of left field, and I don't think you. Honest to God, Kyle, I want you to read it. I want you to read it.
Okay, I will when it pops up.
Oh man,
Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
Uh huh.
Thanks for giving me one of my counterpicks. I appreciate you.
All right. Okay. Kirby, listen, this one's for Bobby. This is Bobby's favorite character that he loved the shit on. Kirby gets the kids in, man.
I want it to be good.
Yeah.
It's just, I because I've done this draft a couple times already this year, I've looked into the developer of that game.
Yeah.
Their last Kirby game got like a 62.
Oh, wow. You really went in deep.
I went real.
I don't know. I heard the Nintendo dorks go, "Oh man, this is like real good."
I hope it's good. Kirby deserves a good game.
I heard from the Nintendo sweatshop. I mean, the Nintendo Nook.
Oh boy, that went places.
Yeah.
Are
you crafting fun? Oh my God, Duck Bowser.
All right, since you took the other one from me.
Uh huh.
I have faith that this is coming out this year. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League.
You have faith?
I have faith.
Okay.
I've got faith. And it's Rocksteady. I gotta show them some love. I love them so much.
It's fair enough.
What's Joe gonna draft next? Is that the game I should be playing right now?
I don't know.
What is Joe going to draft next? Do I block him from something that I know he's got his eyes on?
I'm like a dog chasing a car. I wouldn't know what to do if I caught one.
What did the first one get? What did their first one get? Damn it. Open Critic. Will you work?
I'm just chaos, Kyle. That's the thing. That's my strength. You don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do something. You know?
You know what? Maybe I won't. Not enough point potential. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. How many more do we got? How many more picks?
Five?
Seven. I got seven.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Shit. All right, we're going this one.
Okay.
Xbox game. Somerville.
Oh wow!
I that was a little bit of a pressure thing. I had other plans, but I think it's going to be a good game.
I hope so. I hope it's good. I hope it's everything that you want.
Everything you need. She is everything inside of you.
Let me see. Okay. No director's cuts, right?
No, we edited them. Excuse me.
Oh my god, you're dying.
Yeah, we edited them in. Sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
Sorry, everybody.
Well, the thing is, I think The Last of Us Part 2 is getting a director's cut this year. But it's not on the list.
I think director's cut also insinuates that it's getting new content.
Yeah. You say, yeah, so it's not on the list here.
Because, like, Death Stranding had new content, Ghost of Tsushima had new content.
Right. Okay, let me see. I'm going for, like, some ones, Kyle, that, like, honestly, I think they're throwing you through the loop right now.
You're going to throw me for a loop?
No, I think I've been throwing you through a loop, and I don't think you know how to recover from it.
Oh, no, I'm good.
I think you're saying you're good. I think you're scared.
Oh, I'm not scared.
I'm going to go for a game that I think is fantastic. Okay. I think this game is great, and I'm just going to check over one more time.
You've played this game?
I played this game.
Excuse me?
I've played, and I would love, Kyle, I would love to have you along the ride, but, you know, and it just got a PlayStation 5 update, no less. And it says, they say that, they say it's coming out soon, and I believe them.
What game is this?
Again.
PS5 update.
River City Girls 2.
Ah, okay.
That looks like a good time, dude.
It does look like a good time.
Yeah, and one of those ladies could throw me through a wall, let me tell you. So, River City 2, bam, taken. Last of Us Remake, taken.
Not the beat 'em up I thought you were taking.
No. That comes next.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. It's a classic. A classic. Come on. Yeah, the site's being a little, you know. Yeah, it's being really weird. I'm going for it, dude. I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge is going to be dope.
Yeah, that's the one where I balked last round. Because I looked up Scott Pilgrim, and it was sitting at a 78.
Yeah.
Which, again, not bad.
Not bad. But this also has the nostalgia. It has a lot of pressure on this game that I don't think people realize. Because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the SNES is god tier. That's a god tier game. Nothing could even come close in my book. Oh, this is, now we're going into the database. You see this, guys? See this? Have you heard about this?
I gotta check something. Because there's some games on that first... That first page, and I'm shocked that are still. Oh, yeah, this is easy.
Oh, easy.
Throw them up, Joe. Throw up the triangles. It's triangle strategy time.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one. Shit. That game looks really great.
And what I was looking up was what Octopath got, and Octopath got 84.
Yeah. Damn.
Okay.
All right. Now I get two more, right?
Well, I gotta pick another game.
Oh, first. Okay, yeah, you're right. Ooh. Oh man, this is.
Oh boy.
All these look great.
Oh boy, which one do I go with? Oh god. You know what? Let's get nuts.
Yeah.
Let's get a little crazy.
Oh god.
It's gotta be this year, right?
Uh oh.
It's gotta be this year.
Wait, what are you drafting?
They said we would know soon.
What are you drafting?
And then a little while after they would talk about it, the director wants it to come out. Even though they just started VO late last year. Final Fantasy 16 is a 2022 game, right?
Oh, yes. Believe. You gotta believe, Kyle. You gotta believe. I like that.
Okay. I feel this late into the draft, it can't just be sitting there.
No, you're right. You're right. That said, also, this late into the draft, oops, I do not want to set it to auto-draft. That would be a bad move.
That'd be a bad idea.
Why wouldn't it let me set to anything else?
Oh, God, I only have two more picks. Nine. Oh, boy.
Wait, how many do we get?
You have four more. I have two more.
That's right.
Or,
that's
no,
right.
You have
two. I got to refresh. Got to refresh this page. There you go. All right. This one's been sitting...
For too long?
Sitting for too long. Let's do Breath of the Wild, too.
Yeah.
Listen, it may not come out this year, but when you take a look at... When you take a look at everything, like Nintendo's portfolio this year, this game needs to be out.
Yeah.
The second game that I'm going to pick, I'm picking with my heart. And I'm happy that you don't have faith in this game, Kyle. I'm relieved because Splatoon 3 is coming.
Oh.
Splatoon 3 is coming, and it's going to be, that's right, choking on your own pride. And it's going to be spectacular.
All right.
The only game where you get to beat kids. And it's not a crime. Just think about it.
Oh, jeez.
So I get one more pick after this?
Yeah, you get one more. Right. Oh, God.
Hit a child. I'm team hit a kid. Yeah.
Team hit a kid is what Joe just said, everybody.
Well,
just
in case. NFT bro, can you? That's my publisher. I mean, can you be surprised?
No, I know. Man, there's a lot of big names left.
Across that, a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of big names left. Mm-hmm. What do
a
I
lot
think?
Of players on the field.
Going to do really well. Go all the way in the back.
Oh boy. Back oh boy.
No, let's not do that. Let's man.
Talk to me, Kyle. Talk to me.
Do I pick another game that doesn't have a solid release date yet?
I mean, you got games like Forspoken.
But like we've talked about it. I don't know how well that's gonna do.
It's true. True. Hogwarts Legacy.
I'm taking this. I have no idea anything about this.
Oh god.
But I just looked up their last one. It got like an 86 on OpenCritic.
Okay.
Total War, Warhammer 3.
That's a good pick.
Listen.
That's a solid
pick. That is just a solid just giving points.
All right.
This is my last one, right? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yeah. So my team, as of right now, before I make my last pick, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Gran Turismo 7, Hollow Knight Silksong, Last of Us Remake, Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, Somerville, Triangle Strategy, Final Fantasy 16, Total War, Warhammer 3. And to add to that amazing list of games.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm all congested all of a sudden.
Same here. It's very stuffy in my room.
I was fine all day until I hopped on here. Let's get crazy.
Yeah?
I always have to do one crazy, crazy pick.
All right.
I have to.
Okay.
And it's time. It's time.
RE4
remake.
Oh fuck, that's so good. Damn it, that's a great pick.
Last pick of the draft, I had to.
Fuck. Here's the thing, because me and you were on this, like, well, this game's coming out this year.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Damn, dude. Damn, Daniel.
Damn. Although, like, I feel like I have too many games for you to pick for counterpicks.
Yeah.
That is probably wise of you to pick.
Oh, fuck. Damn, there's some really good games here, man.
Very good games.
Some really good games here. Oh, my God. Huh. Nah.
Damn, there's some really good games here, Kyle.
I know. You only got one left. And while you're debating,
yeah, please.
NFT Bro, Horizon from Midwest, Starfield, Gotham Knights, Sea of Stars, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order sequel, Last of Us Factions 2, Kirby and the Forgotten Land, River City Girls 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2, and Splatoon 3.
And add Callisto Protocol to the list.
Whoa, was not expecting that to be your last pick.
Here's why it's Callisto Protocol.
Okay.
The Dead Space developers. This is their game. And as hyped as I am for Dead Space Remake, that game's not coming out this year.
Uh-huh.
It's just not. Callisto Protocol, this one's they've been working on for a minute. This one they've been working on for a while. I think Callisto Protocol is it.
Okay. The game that is, takes place in the PUBG universe.
Yep.
I don't know why that's a thing.
Branding.
Yes.
Synergy. But now we have to do counter picks, right?
Correct.
And how does that work? How do I counter pick stuff?
Well, I'm up next.
Okay. So now you got to. Oh, right. This is your last game.
No. I since you had the first pick, I get the first counter pick.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Which, right. I mean, it doesn't really matter the order because it's just 1v1. Sure. I just got to pick which game. Oh, my God. I'm going to lose points on everything if they come out.
Yeah. I'm looking at your list, too, and I'm like, it's just like, how many points do I want to lose?
Yeah. So with that, I'm taking River City Girls 2 as my first one. Okay,
that's a safe.
Yeah. I hope it's good.
How do I counter picks?
It should be under the same thing of draft game.
All right, draft counter pick. Kyle, you got to get this through your head, man. I made the mistake, and now they seem pretty adamant. Final Fantasy 16 is not coming out this year. It's not coming out.
No. Oh, I love it so much. Oh, I love that so much.
You're like, I hurt because I did it in the community pick. I know everybody made fun of me.
Uh-huh.
Like, you idiot. You're such a dumb dummy. I'm like, all right.
I love it. I love it.
The second one that I think is absolutely not coming out this year.
Uh-huh.
Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's totally fair.
Because you can't flood the market with... 2 WB games.
I mean, you can.
Because I want it.
I mean, technically, there's 3 WB games.
Right, Hogwarts Legacy. Yeah. And they're pretty adamant that they're coming out 2022. But I don't, you know me, I don't mess with Hogwarts stuff. So I don't even know if that's going to be good.
All right, I'll stick with what I picked in the other one. Counterpicking Kirby. Again, if it comes, if it's a good Kirby game, which I hope it is, I'll lose maybe 8-9 points, right? I don't think that Kirby game is going to get high 80s or anything.
Right.
Here's where I'm running into a problem.
The brick wall.
I mean, I'll stick with my guns. Why I didn't draft it? I'm gonna. Counterpick Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Whoa!
The first Scott Pilgrim only was like a 78.
Yeah, but like they don't know what they're talking about.
Sure. I mean, it's the lesser of the evils, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, Breath of the Wild 2 is just sitting there. It's like, do it, Kyle.
Yeah.
Pick his counterpick and watch me come out. It is
so scary of a counterpick.
Oh, it 100% is.
Like, to me, it's not as scary as what I'm about to counterpick from you. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, Kyle. This one's gonna hurt. But Resident Evil 4 remake's not coming out this year.
I mean, that's fine.
It's just not. Oh, I got one more counter pick.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Pick one of these other games. I dare you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, man. Oh, man.
This one's going to hurt.
This one. Shit. Okay. Okay. Not as high as I thought this one was going to be. All righty. Let me see. And... Oh shit. Let me see. I gotta. Hey, you think that Mario movie's gonna be good?
No.
Why?
Am I gonna have a good time? Yes.
But like, it's, you know, it's Chris Pratt. He's never done anything wrong. Huh.
Ha!
Either one I'm going to lose points on.
Uh-huh.
Gran Turismo has to be good. So I don't think it's going to be 70s. I think it's going to be low 80s, though. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be compared to Horizon. Hollow Knight Silksong, I do think, is coming out, and it is going to be a shadow launch.
Uh-huh. Much like Axiom Verge 2.
Yeah, because like this one's in development for way too long.
Yes.
And then it comes into Triangle Strategy. Uh-huh. That is a legitimate great game. They already had a demo out last year.
Uh-huh.
With praise. So that one's coming out. Mario's Plus Rabbids.
Uh-huh.
I love that game so much. I was surprised it only ranked out of 85.
Yeah.
But what had me even more shocked was Somerville. The people behind Limbo. Only an 80.
Oh, well, no, it's not the same people behind Limbo.
I thought it's like one of the creators of.
Yeah, but it's not the same team.
Yeah, but like, you know.
Okay.
Who's Steve Jobs without Wozniak?
Sure.
That's why I'm picking Somerville. I think it's a safe pick.
I think that is the best case scenario from my team for counterpicks.
Yeah.
Like, you could have locked me into Ragnarok or Remake and hope one of them doesn't come out. You pick the one that doesn't come out, but even then,
like, it's like one of them's gonna devastate me.
Yes.
And God forbid both of it, like, because I definitely think Last of Us is coming out because the Last of Us show is coming out this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which Pedro Pascal is gonna be in two shows this year. It's gonna be Last of Us and Mando.
Again. Oh, Mando season 3 is this year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
God's real.
All right. So here's I get the last counter pick, right?
Uh-huh.
And here's where my brain is going.
Go for it.
Sea of Stars has a date of December.
Oh, okay.
It is very easy for it to slip into next year. A small little delay, you know. Okay. But if it comes out, like The Messenger got an 87 on OpenCritic.
Yeah.
That studio is super fucking talented. And this looks exactly like the old school RPG that I want. Do I pick Callisto Protocol? Again, it's brand new team. It's got the people behind Dead Space. I think it being in the PUBG world is a little weird, and they might force some weird things into it. Or do I truly believe that Last of Us Factions 2 is going to be part of Remake and not get its own box rescore? Me in.
Oh, wow.
Not this even is... box you in, but like, does he get a review score? Or is it just part of the Remake package?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I think you shouldn't have picked Kirby, and I don't think you should have picked Teenage. I think you could have put Callisto or Sea of Stars in there instead. That was me being honest. Because I think that your strongest arguments, Callisto and Sea of Stars.
No, that, I mean, yeah. Oh my God.
Because like Callisto has a great dev team, but you're right, first IP. And Sea of Stars is a great developer, great first game. This game coming out this year, sorry. So You're right. I'm just trying to talk you through it. I'm not trying to put anything in your noggin. This is all you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know.
Let me do one little quick Google search.
While you're searching, Kyle, I saw the Halo show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Whew. For the first time in my life, I have faith. The Halo show, man, it looks like it's either going to be good or it is going to be meh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it really could go either way. They really have something to prove here. Because you can see them taking some risks, like Cortana does not look like Cortana. And I thought that I was like, oof, that's a miss. The other one, if you blink and you miss it, it looks like he's in like a desert planet, but they're using AK-47s. One of the guys has an AK-47 for a frame. And I was like, how weird is that? Because that is so out of universe. It's really weird. But my brother freaked out when he saw like that girl that is like, is that the Flood? Is that like the voice of the Flood? Like, what's going on there?
None of that means anything to me.
Yeah, I thought the guy that plays Porn Stash on Orange Is the New Black, his voice would be
Dirt. Oh, is he away. Master Chief? Is he Master Chief?
Yeah, Porn Stash is Master Chief.
Whoa.
Was it Pablo Shriver, right?
Okay.
Or Plavo, I think. I don't know. But yeah, one of the Shrivers. He's the Master Chief. And like, he doesn't sound like Stephen Downs, but he sounds good. His armor looks good. No problems there. I think if you're a Halo fan, this did the same thing for my hardcore Star Wars fan when I saw The Mandalorian or when I saw Boba Fett for the first time. I was like, oh my God. Of course, it can't be one-to-one what I want out of like a Boba Fett because he's much older now. But like, shit, this is very close. And I think the same for Halo. It's very close.
All right, you've given me enough time.
All right, good.
What I was searching for was any leaks about Breath of the Wild 2. I was thinking about going crazy. There's a couple things that say we'll know by April. Either way, it's still too much of a time for me to commit.
Right.
And like one article even said like, maybe November this year might be Breath of the Wild 2. I'm like, that's still, if it comes out at all, it's a
game over, man.
It's game over for me. But I'm also thinking like, if I counterpick it, will I be able to pick up games off the waiver wire to counteract the points that I'm going to lose?
Okay.
And I don't know if I will be able to.
Hmm.
So I'm, oh my God. To lock you into a zero, though, is so enticing. Tempting.
Very tempting.
But I'm gonna be safe about this.
Yeah.
Because you did lock me into FF16 and RE4 Remake. Fuck. All right, I'm going to go Callisto Protocol.
Okay.
I hope it's good.
Yeah.
I want to play it. Man. Oh, that was tough. Okay.
That was really tough.
That was really tough.
Because you're right. I think Callisto could get pushed or CSRs. I think they're both equally like in that realm. I'll be honest. When you were talking through Breath of the Wild, I was just like, oh, shit, he's about to give me this victory. Because like, that is too much of a risk.
Way too much.
Because like, on the off chance, sure, I get a zero. But on the on chance,
you get a 26 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew. All right. Interesting to look at the upcoming releases for like our teams. Total War comes out the day before Horizon.
Oh, really?
You have Horizon. Mm-hmm. And then I have Elden Ring, Gran Turismo, Triangle Strategy. Your second game doesn't come out until March 25th with Kirby.
Okay. I'm playing the long game.
And then after that is River City Girls 2, which doesn't have an exact date. And then Starfield. So we really only have five games that are guaranteed with a date.
Oh, yeah.
Which is wild.
Don't worry. I'm making some bets.
Oh, you're already bidding?
I, you know, listen, Kyle.
I'm making some bets.
Yeah.
let's just throw it out there. Are we going to allow us to bid on games that we are currently playing without saying them out loud?
Oh, okay. So honestly, because you're reviewing Olly Olly World, I'm reviewing Dying Light and Sifu.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Will this be out before the embargo?
Yeah.
Okay. Or also, after the embargo?
It's on Patreon.
Oh.
Someone has to give me money to go and check. They're not going to do that. So there's no way. Because to me, I'm like, I know Dying Light 2. I know its quality. I feel like that's cheating a little bit. If yes. I made this bet 5 days ago when I didn't have Dying Light 2.
I'm in 100% agreement with you. Yes.
Yeah. So.
But no. If we pick up a game and then eventually we do get a code, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So like you're allowed to go make a bid on Dying Light 2 because you haven't played it.
And you also are allowed to bid on Olly Olly World.
If
you Okay. That's fair.
I already made a bid or two, Kyle.
Oh, I'm going to go on a spree once we're done.
Oh, hot damn. What's usually your strategy, Kyle?
What's my strategy? So after the draft is where I go. And here's where I think I have a little bit of an advantage on you is because of how in tune I am with.
Oh, I could drop games whenever, right?
Yeah, they'll process on the same day as bids.
Okay.
Same time as bids. I'm more in tune to the indie side of things.
Yeah.
So I know the cool looking indie games that are coming out. So that's where like my advantage lies a little bit.
Yeah.
So I got to be a little bit sneaky and get some, put some bids in for some cool indie stuff that I think are not on your radar. Or if they are on your radar, bid a little bit more than I have to. Just to confirm that I'll get them.
Kyle, I'm going to be honest. The whole indie scene, I think that's where you do have the advantage. Because I think, like, when it comes to indie stuff, man, that is that's a bet.
Yeah.
You know? We're both, we could be honest with each other.
Yeah.
We're both not going to do Ghostwire Tokyo, right?
You don't know that.
Oh! Okay.
You don't know that.
Okay.
Can't give away all my secrets.
One sec. I'm making one more bet, and it's gonna take you by surprise.
I won't know it until the bids process in 6 days.
One sec.
So I'm wondering what you're making a bid on. What could it be?
I believe in this game.
Do you? Are you making a bid on Tiny Tina?
No, I don't believe in that game.
How dare you?
No, I don't believe that. Oh, damn it. Okay, I can't make a bid for it anyway. I was going to bid on Life is Strange Remastered Collection.
Ah, okay.
It comes out this week, apparently. So I'm going to be playing the shit out of that this week.
Sweet.
Because I got True Colors Ultimate Edition.
Oh, I did notice, and we could throw it in here just a little bit. I haven't played it yet. I saw your trophy or your history of what games you've been playing on PlayStation. Yeah. How is Legacy of Thieves?
Oh, I only put like less than an hour into it, but
is it still like fantastic. Impressive on PS5?
Yeah, we're OLED boys now.
Oh yeah.
120 FPS.
Pretty good.
That's a thing that exists. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Oh shit! Cool. I actually hit full screen on this.
That's cool. All right. Anything else you want to talk about before we head on out?
Nope. I made three bids while you're
three bids.
Yep.
I hope it was for Choo Choo Charles, which is a game I see on this list. Like, what the hell is Choo Choo Charles?
Wait. Before we head out,
yes.
You told me you've been watching Peacekeeper, right?
Yeah.
My brother and I have the one joke from the latest Peacekeeper, where because like every time he kills someone, he says something like corny from the 80s.
Oh,
yeah. So one person's like, the next door is our guardian savior. It's like, oh, really? He must be slacking. Such a good show. God bless. Nope, that's it. That's all I gotta say.
Wait, We love you very much. Thank you so much, patrons, for supporting us and allowing the show to happen. We love you very, very much. Check us out next month, where we'll be quick firing all the games we're playing, because there's a lot here on the Road to Greatness. But the year is finally about to pick up. There's some great games on their way. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day, night, morning, whatever you're listening to this. Buckle up, and we'll see you on the next stop. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.